Good morning. It's 6:03 a.m. Pacific time, and I'm out walking. I didn't really intend to come out at 6:03, but my computer, of course, is still set to mountain time, and it was 7 o'clock on the computer. So I thought, well, I'll go out for a walk, because for a change, it's not snowing and blowing. Well, no, it wasn't ever snowing, but pouring and blowing a gale. There doesn't seem to be a whole lot of wind, although I will say that it is still raining. It's not raining very hard, it's more of a sprinkle. And for a mercy, it's not freezing cold out here. I'm wearing 5 layers, so that might have something to do with it. I can hear the wind. It's blowing up high. I can hear it in the treetops. I can't see anything because it's so dark and foggy here. I can't even see the treetops. But I can hear the wind up there. So today's Friday. Tomorrow's Saturday. I fly home on Sunday. The workshop is almost over. I don't even know where to begin. Honestly, I really don't. It's been, in turns, it's been exhilarating, exhausting, demoralizing, exciting. It's been a roller coaster. I've heard people describe it as that before. Having experienced it firsthand, I can assure you, yeah, roller coaster is a good description. We haven't actually gotten through all of the first of the short stories yet. We turned in one on Thursday. Wednesday. And he's still working through them. We've also had 1,500 word exercises due every day. And then yesterday he added a little extra pressure in that if you didn't get the exercise right, you had to redo it. It wasn't just a matter of fixing it, it was a matter of taking another pass at it and trying to figure out if you could get a better answer out of it. There was quite a lot of pressure on the last assignment to get it right so that you didn't get caught trying to do a redo along with the new assignment. Now, I managed to ace all 3 of them, and then, so I only had to do 1 assignment yesterday. But yesterday, there was a major storm. It was a what they call a winter storm. Winds were 50 to 60 at the headland, 40 or 50 through town. Stuff got blown everywhere. We had a major power failure. We had power outage for the better part of 2 hours in the middle of the afternoon. Now, at least it was daylight, so we could have a little bit of light. And all of us had laptops. Mine was good for about 3 hours, so I had a bit of leeway. So we got the writing done. Printing, however, because nobody had a battery-powered printer, printing was a bit of a problem. Luckily, the power came on just about an hour before class started, so we were in good shape. And he said, you know, when we got into class last night at 7 o'clock, he said, well, you know, there's nothing we could have done about that. I wouldn't have penalized you for that. I'll just wait and turn him in tomorrow. There were a couple of people who had trouble getting scheduled last-minute printers, and so they had stuff that they couldn't get printed out, or stuff that they couldn't get finished for one reason or another. So they got a little bit of a reprieve, which was only fair. Yesterday was just an amazingly horrible day. in terms of weather. Sitting in my little cabin, the wind kept blowing the door open, and the door was locked. I mean, it kept rattling it in its frame to the point where I thought it was going to blow rain right through the crack of the door and into the house. So it was crazy. I was okay until the power went out. Once the power went out, I lost the heaters. And without the heaters, it cooled down in there pretty fast. That wasn't real pleasant. But it wasn't very long. We got by, threw on an extra sweater, kept typing. Alright, at the foot of the hill, I'm in Lincoln City. I'm going to turn around and start walking back up again. I still got homework to do. We've got a short story that's due tonight. I still haven't got feedback on my first one. So a little bit nerve-wracking. He went through half of them last night. He liked a lot of what he saw. Out of the first 10 that he did, he said he'd buy 8 of them, which doesn't leave a lot of room for the rest of us, so I'm not quite sure how that's going to go. He said they were all very good, so I'll take some comments there. He had some comments about format and manuscript form, which I thought were interesting. I understand what he's saying, and I'm pretty sure that at least a couple of those mistakes that I'm doing, but I also don't do manuscript form because I don't submit stuff in manuscript. I'm not sending stuff out. I'm not, you know, putting a manuscript in an envelope and sending it off anywhere. Yeah, for him, see, that's a mistake. For me, him, that not sending stuff out is a mistake. Not putting things out, shorts particular, out to magazines is a problem because being published in a magazine like Asimov's or one of those means you're not getting exposed to a wider audience. And I understand that. Now the problem for me is that I don't write short. I'm not a short story writer. I've written too much short this week, I'll tell you. It's ridiculous the amount of short work that I've done this week. 2 short stories. It's been 3 story starts a day, every day, except for yesterday where it was 2. Actually, 2 related bits. So it could have been like 1 story. So we should wind up with, I got 3 more today. I don't know what the hell I'm going to write. It's the last unit. It's about manuscript format. The first one is easy. Second one is not too bad. Third one is, I don't even know what to do. See, up till now he's given us these characters, these settings. Have a nice start a story. Talk about this stuff. Go. And so it's pretty straightforward. It's fairly well constrained, fairly easy to do. And as the week winds down, he's pretty much tossed it open to, write something. It's like, oh, shit. I don't want to write something. I don't want to have to come up with something. You tell me what you want. And, of course, he doesn't, which is probably part of the exercise. So I'm tired. I'm ready to go home. I'm ready for this to be over. I have a feeling that as we close on the ending of the week, the feelings of success that I've been enjoying are going to be stripped away. That may just be my insecurity. My insecurity talking. He's really, except for the first one, and one in the middle that I knew I botched. He's been a very supportive, very almost complimentary of the stuff that I've turned in. So I'm cautiously optimistic. I'm waiting to hear what he has to say about the short story. It's pretty easy to hammer out 500 words of a story's beginning. It's a little more difficult to wrap one around and put it together. So we'll see. I did solve my gangster problem by the simple expedient of falling back to an assignment that I've got on contract for when I get home. I've brushed off that story a little bit and gone to work on it. As far as I know, it's perfectly legal. It's a gangster story. It's one that I've in the process of writing. I just have been forced to pay a little closer attention to it. It's got gangsters in it. Science fiction. We'll see how it works out. Maybe he'll like it, maybe he won't. I have to turn it in tonight. It's printing out now, so I can see it on paper, get a look at what it is. I think it's a little light on sensory details. I'll probably have to go touch it a couple of more times here this morning. I'm holding off on doing tonight's homework, until after this morning's lecture, just because I want to hear what he has to say on the subject of format. I've got to do 2 pages where there are only one line paragraphs, which is dialogue. So it's a story that starts in dialogue. That's okay. We have one that's 5 to 10 paragraphs, which is what we've been doing. Which is okay. We can do those. Actually, I can probably. I wonder if it would be cheating to take one that we've already done. And last, we've got to take one. It's one solid block for 500 words. That's going to be a bit of a work. So anyway, I'm back at the inn. It's still dripping a bit, so I'm going to go have another cup of coffee. Breakfast is in 2 hours. I'm ready for it right now. However, tomorrow is another day. It'll be my last day here. Sunday morning I fly home, and I probably won't get a chance to talk to you. But for now, I'll talk to you tomorrow.